This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Former Mamtech CEO Bruce Cole was arrested yesterday at his home in Dana Point, California. This was after the Missouri Attorney General charged him with theft and fraud. KBIA's Christopher Husted tells us that Cole allegedly stole bond money for personal use.
Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster told reporters that Bruce Cole, the former CEO of the now-defunct company Mamtech, has been charged with stealing and 4 counts of securities fraud. Koster alleges Cole stole at least $700,000 from the $39 million of bond money intended for the construction of Mamtech, an artificial sweetener company in Moberly. Mamtech defaulted on its bonds in August 2011. Koster says Cole allegedly used a $4 million invoice from a sham company called Ramwell Industrial to wire $700,000 to his wife, Nanette. She allegedly cashed a portion of that and spent it to save their Beverly Hills home from foreclosure. When asked if there might be additional charges, Koster said the investigation will continue with the help of the Securities and Exchange Commission.
We've continued to learn a lot as the civil case has proceeded, and a fair amount of the material information that has led to these charges was developed in cooperation with the SEC and in cooperation with the bankruptcy proceeding. So we anticipate that we will learn more as the process continues.
Cole faces a number of other charges, including misrepresenting his ownership of a sweetener plant in China, the hazardous chemicals involved in the manufacturing process, and that it would take only 4 to 6 months to build a fully functioning facility in Moberly. Moberly Mayor Bob Riley says Cole initially charmed the town with his promise of jobs, so it was easy to get on board with him. But in retrospect, Riley says job creation is still a top priority.
You're going to find that the people around here, as well as myself, we're always going to look at everything from the positive end because we think things are always going to work out. In this case, it didn't, but it won't slow us down for going after more.
Bruce Cole's bail was set at $500,000. The charge of stealing is punishable by up to 15 years in prison, and the charges of securities fraud carry a potential sentence of up to 10 years, with up to a $1 million fine on each count. Koster said he would immediately start working with the state of California to extradite Cole. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
The Missouri Department of Conservation says it has been getting reports of hundreds of dead deer around the state. The agency says the deer appear to have fallen victim to hemorrhagic disease, which is spread by the bites of the small midge fly. As of mid-September, the department had received reports of about 2,800 dead deer, with the disease being the suspected cause. The department says outbreaks of hemorrhagic disease tend to increase during droughts, when deer and flies both congregate near the diminished number of watering spots. People don't get the disease, so the department says handling and eating meat from deer that have recovered from the disease poses no health hazard. Republican gubernatorial candidate Dave Spence has begun running a TV ad linking Missouri Governor Jay Nixon to President Barack Obama. The ad that began airing yesterday criticizes the Democratic governor for implementing Obama's Economic Stimulus Act in Missouri. It also shows pictures of Obama and Nixon together. Spence's ad claims that the stimulus has failed and that Missouri's economy is poor. The manufacturing industry led the way as Missouri added thousands of new jobs last month. That's according to a Department of Economic Development report. The state added about 18,000 jobs during August, with almost 5,000 of them in manufacturing. Chief Executive Officer for the Missouri Association of Manufacturers, Rita Needham, says the manufacturing sector in Missouri was suffering even before the recession.
Losing a total of 65,880 manufacturing jobs in those last 8 years. So to see that we're turning around, and now we've seen in the last month an increase of 4,900 jobs in manufacturing, is heartening.
With the addition of the nearly 18,000 jobs in August, Missouri has added just more than 25,000 jobs so far this year. Last year, the state added just more than 21,000. Several agricultural projects in Missouri are benefiting from a state grant program. As KBIA's Zach Garcia explains, this program is aimed at boosting the economy in rural areas of the state.
The Missouri Value-Added Grant Program announced this week that it's granting $370,000 to 6 agricultural business projects across the state. The program is funded through the Missouri Agriculture and Small Business Development Authority, or MASBDA, and gives funding based on creation and development in rural agricultural business. MASBDA Executive Director Tony Stafford says the program is looking for projects that move products closer to consumers and is meant to bolster these farmers and businesses.
And the real intent of the Missouri Value-Added Grant Program is to help Missouri farmers add value to their agricultural commodities.
One of the six projects receiving funding is Ozark Mountain Creamery in Mountain Grove, Missouri. Creamery operator Teresa Fry says that the motivation to pursue the grant was to increase feasibility and marketing.
We would like to increase sales in the stores that we're already in, but we also needed to find out where would be a good place for us to expand to. And so that was kind of what we wanted to do. And we're wanting to find out, you know, the feasibility of would we be able to sell our cream.
The program gave approximately $28,600 in funding to Ozark Mountain Creamery, dispersing the remainder of the grant money to the additional five projects selected. Zach Garcia, KBIA News.
Public defender and prosecutor's offices in Boone and Callaway counties are making a decision this week on what to do about the excess in cases. In both counties, there has been a large amount of legal cases and not enough public defenders to represent the violators. Judicial Circuit Judge Gary Oxenhandler held an on-the-record meeting yesterday at the Boone County Courthouse in which representatives from both counties' defender and prosecutor offices met to discuss solutions to the issue. Prosecuting attorney Daniel Knight says the issue can be solved if cases are timed differently. Judge Oxenhandler says he's working on a protocol for the problem, which should be finished by the end of this week. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.